soprano Alicia Jayarbal with pianist Alejandra Escobar. And I think I could actually see that hall when you were singing there. Well, thank you, Alicia, and thank you, Alejandra. And we are going to turn to more singing next. This is baritone Thaddeus Ennen. You're up next, and you are an Iowan.
I am, yeah. I grew up in a small town up in northern Iowa, north central Iowa, Buffalo Center, Iowa.
And you live in Chicago now.
Yep.
But we won't hold that against you.
No, I know.
You went to Simpson, and now you're working, or you finished your master's at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
Yep, I finished up down there.
And you spent 2 summers in Santa Fe.
Yep, last 2 summers.
Wonderful. And also worked with the Des Moines Metro Opera as a young artist.
Yep, for Opera Iowa last year, last spring, winter, spring.
And we're in the Barber of Seville.
Yep, the Barber of Seville, I sang Figaro.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, tell us about the aria you're going to be performing, and this is from Tannhäuser also.
Yep, so this is another aria from Tannhäuser, and my character Wolfram is here singing to the evening star about his, it's not really a lost love, but maybe a misconnection type of love, and he's praying for her safe journey onwards.
Ein Seelge.
baritone Thaddeus Ennen, along with pianist Alejandra Escobar. And thank you so much, Thaddeus. That was lovely. Well, we are going to turn now to soprano Sarah Ruth Milkulski. And Sarah received her bachelor's from Western Michigan University and her master's from Manhattan School of Music. And you have several favorite roles that you like to play. Tell us about some of those.
Let's see, some of them include, I don't know what you have there, but Rosa Budd in Mystery of Edwin Drood is a really fun kind of murder mystery show where the audience decides what happens at the end. So that's kind of a fun twist that you don't always get to do. Opera stuff, I played Blonde in Die Entführung aus dem Serail in grad school, which was a lot of fun, a lot of high notes. It's one of my favorites as well.
So you're going to sing an aria from Kurt Weill's Street Sing. A lot of high notes in this one?
This one's a little bit lower. This opera is a little bit of a combination of musical theater and opera in my, that's kind of how I see it. It has a lot of theatrical elements that are a little bit different than what you're used to hearing for an opera.
And you're going to sing What Good Would the Moon Be?
Yes. So this is, Rose had just been walked home by her boss at work, from work, and he sort of tries to make a move on her, and this is her proclamation that she will always choose love over fame and fortune, which is what he offers.
A fortune, so I'm told. I guess I'd look nice in diamonds, and sables might add to my charms. But if someone I don't care for would buy them, I'd rather have two loving arms. What good would the what good would dreams come true be if love wasn't in those dreams and a primrose path? What would be the fun of walking down a path like that without the right one? What good would the night be? Whisper low, kiss me, oh darling, kiss me. While evening stars still glow, no, it won't be a primrose path for me. No, it won't be diamonds or gold, but maybe there will be
performing there, an aria from Weill's opera or musical, as she said, The Street Scene, and Alejandra Escobar at the keyboard. We're going to turn now up next to tenor Wesley Fry, and Wesley received his bachelor's from Luther College, and he's working on his master's right now at the University of Minnesota. And you were part of a Turandot this last January with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater.
Yes, ma'am, I was. I got to cover the role of Pang. I also got the one-line Prince of Persia, the one that is executed as Prince Koloff accepts the challenge. So if you heard a key change, that was me.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Me too.
You were in Speed Dating Tonight last year as well with the Cedar Rapids.
I was. I played the role of the coordinator as well as one of the daters, Aaron, who sings a duet towards the end of it. It was a fun time.
So in the Brigadoon, you have a crush on Gene, who's engaged to somebody else. So.
Oh boy, do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Beaton, very, very tragic figure, very sad, and ultimately very angry that he can't have Gene, and he's very vengeful throughout it, and things don't end well for him.
Well, we're sorry.
I'm right there with you.
You are going to sing an aria from Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. So tell us about that and let's hear it.
That's
please.
Correct. Continuing in the vein of tragic figures, Lenski in this aria, he's awaiting a duel with his former very close friend Eugene Onegin, who made a pass at Olga, his significant other. And in this, he is kind of reminiscing about old times, his childhood, and basically accepting that he's about to die, and that the one great loss in his life would be that he would never get to see Olga again.
Ах, Ольга, я тебя любил. rasvieti, rasvieti e charni, žižni pornoi, ach, Olga, ja tjebja ljubil. Sjerdječni druk, želani druk, pridi, pridi, želani druk, pridi, ja tvoj suprug, pridi, ja tvoj suprug, pridi, pridi, ja ždu tebja, želani druk, pridi, pridi, ja tvoj suprug. Kuda, kuda, kuda vijuda lilis zlati jedni, zlati jedni,
Wesley Fry, who's the alias Henry Beaton, along with Alejandra Escobar at the keyboard. And thank you very much for that lovely rendition. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One on the UNI campus. And this is Performance Iowa on Iowa Public Radio. We're going to turn now to mezzo-soprano Christina Bernardoni, excuse me, and she is one of the young artists from the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater, and she received her master's in vocal performance from the University of Western Ontario. So does that mean you're Canadian?
No, I'd like to consider myself an honorary Canadian, though, because I made a bunch of connections in Canada, and I fell in love there, and have every intention of returning for engagements, and even if it's just to visit friends.
And in January, you were a lady in waiting with the Cedar Rapids production, Opera Theater's production of Turandot.
That's right.
And you have received several awards, a London Opera Guild Scholarship. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And have you gone, or you're going to be going to Hawaii for this Performing Arts Festival?
I will be going, and actually that will be right after I finish up here. I leave on the 26th of June. I will be singing Cecilia March, Aunt March, for anybody that knows the story, in Mark Adamo's Little Women.
What a wonderful opportunity, and best wishes to you for that.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have you here with Iowa Public Radio and with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater. We also would like to talk to the founder and artistic director, Dr. Daniel Kleinkenecht, and you're celebrating your 20th anniversary, Daniel.
Yes, we are, Jacqueline.
That's pretty good. So what were you thinking in 1998?
I was thinking about 1999. Maybe just
All right.
One step at a time, something like that.
Well, congratulations to you and all the supporters, because I know there's an army of people who help behind the scenes to pull this stuff off. And it's just amazing. So congratulations.
Well, thank
you. Thank you for
doing that. Thank
you
for all you've done for us, rebroadcasting live. You've been a great part of our success these years. And for so many arts organizations, we depend upon public radio and you.
Well, thank you. And Iowa Public Radio is glad to be there. Well, tell us a little bit about this Brigadoon. And it was written by Lerner and Lowe, and this really was a work. They'd written other works, but this is really the one that kick-started their career.
I guess it was. You know, they wrote Painter Wagon, Camelot, My Fair Lady, and all these wonderful musicals from the 40s and 50s that have such beautiful tunes, beautiful, hopeful stories. And I think we got a nice glimpse of some of the high points of this piece. I like it because it's got a lot of chorus music in it and a little bit of mystery, you know. And if any of our listeners have been to Brusmore, we have this beautiful wooded natural amphitheater, and it fits so perfectly for the mystery of Brigadoon as it appears out of the mist. And I do have, if I could share one thing that I truly love about this piece, it's the hope of love, and it's something that Mr. Lundy says at the very end. I'll use my best brogue here, but at the end, when Brigadoon is awoken again by the love between our two main characters, the love is so strong that Brigadoon wakes up again, and it's not supposed to, but it does because of the love of Stephanie, of the character Fiona. So Mr. Lundy at the end says, "I told ye, when ye love someone deeply, anything is possible, even miracles." And then the musical ends, and it leaves you with just a sweet dessert, like it's just a beautiful moment in time, the whole piece.
Now, for this performance, people are supposed to bring like picnic baskets and lawn chairs and blankets and that sort of thing.
A little bit of wine, maybe some cheese. And, you know, they could take just a moment to celebrate the international and the national character of our little company. May I take 1 minute and read to you the states and the countries that are represented in our little company of Brigadoon? So here we go. El Salvador, China, Colombia, Korea, Colorado, Tennessee, Texas, New York, Michigan, Idaho, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Florida, and California. We'd like to welcome all of you to Iowa.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful performance, and those performances start this Thursday and continue through Sunday night at 7:30. If you would like to get tickets, you can go online to brusmore.org, or you can also call 319-362-7375. And there is quite a bit of dancing in this.
Yes. Our choreographer Ashley Bassett has been, she actually started out, we started out with choreography. Our stage director, Brian Ludlow, wasn't able to get here until, well, it's been a week and a day. We started with 3 days of choreography rehearsals, and then we've had 6 days of staging, five or four with days off. But yes, it's a dancing show, and we have a young man who is a featured sword dancer, a student at the University of Iowa. So we have the cast dancing as members of the community, and then we have a special sword dance. It's a lively feast for the eyes, I would say.
And are you going to have the mist? It talks about mist. Is there going to be mist?
Well, there is a little pond beside
okay.
the amphitheater.
Okay, all right.
And we're going to have a giant fan that is going to blow across.
Okay.
We do have, if not fog, we have frogs. And the frogs do sing.
Okay. Well, this just sounds so delightful. And congratulations again.
Thank
on
you.
20 years of Cedar Rapids Opera Theater and on this performance, and we know it's going to just be a wonderful performance. Well, we have just been speaking with the artistic director and founder, Dr. Daniel Kleinknecht, of the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater. And now I'd like to hear something from the entire cast, because I believe the entire cast has something for us that they want to share. And this is called Brigadoon, and is this like the finale, or is this... It is the finale. Okay, so this is the finale from Brigadoon, featuring the entire cast. Everyone's clumping up together here in their true Scottish form. And we'll be hearing that next right here on Iowa Public Radio Classical. Brigadoon, performed by the entire Young Artists cast of the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater. And thank you all so much. It's just been a great pleasure to have 10 of the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater Young Artists performing with us today. So much fun. They are performing at Lerner and Lowe's Brigadoon this Thursday through Sunday at the Bruce Moore Mansion in Cedar Rapids. So it's not too late to get tickets. You can do that by calling 319-362-7375, or you can go online to brucemoore.org. And Daniel, any other words that you want to say, or are you good here? Any last words?
Yeah, we would welcome anyone from the community. We have one busload of young singers from a high school in Iowa, and they're planning to sing Brigadoon in the fall. So our cast has been good enough to speak with them after the show. So this is a great piece for people of any ages. Children would enjoy it, adults would enjoy it, and it's a great piece for anybody.
Well, we encourage you all to go if you can, and we've had so much fun today. A big thank you to Stephanie Mikolicek, Christina Patrimonis, Jennifer Schulte, and, of course, Daniel KleinConnect. Also to Phil Moss, Chris Fenton, and Tony Daner for helping us pull this off. And, of course, all of our Cedar Rapids Opera Theater young singers, as well as Suen Zin Kim, who was conducting, and Alejandra Escobar at the keyboard. It's been a great honor to have you all here with us today. Barney Sherman will be in with some more great music. It's just around the corner. So thank you so much for listening and enjoying the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's cast production of Brigadoon.